Okay.
Quick. Appreciate it. Okay. Okay, let's begin, guys. First thing I want to mention is that if you recall, yes, 2 days ago, we had two biurim and what migu was, right? Who can refresh my memory what that was? What were the two biurim we had in migu? Go ahead, Ellie. Excellent, right. And we gave a case, we had a kasha. And I want to just correct that Ellie asked, and I said the din over wrong, so I want to correct it. Mishnah Bar Metzia says, if a man says kulishali, another man says kulishali, what's the din? Yachloku. That we got right. What happens though if a man says kulishali and the other man says chachishali? What's the din? So the guy that says kulishali gets 3/4. The guy that says kulishali gets 3/4, and the guy that says chachishali gets how much? 1/4. So Tosos asked in Bar Metzia, the fellow that says chachishali, why don't you believe with amigo that he could have said what? Kulishali. So what was Tosos' answer? Migu lahotzi lo amrinin. So Eli said, Rebbe, how are you being motzi? So now you know how he's being motzi. Because the guy that would say kulishali, he would be taking away 1/4 from the fellow that's getting 3/4. You follow me? That's why it's a migu lahotzi. So we have to fix that. Okay? We have to fix that because we said over the did wrong. The guy says kulishali, both get yachlok. The guy says kulishali, another guy says chachishali. The guy says kulishali gets what? Gets 3/4. He almost said it again. The guy gets 3/4, and the other guy gets 1/4. So you want to believe the guy that says chachishali with the migu that says kulishali? That's migu lahotzi lo amrinin. And he's being motzi, that 1/4, right? So please get that down. That shows that migu is what, Eli? Beiru. But it wasn't enough of Beiru to be motzi mami. What was the Mordechai's answer on that, real quick? You remember the Mordechai's answer? What was the Mordechai's answer? Migu mimamu lamamu lo amrinin. They're two different monies. So you can't streamline them monies from B to A. Right? So that's the first point I want you to get. We fixed that din, okay? Very good. And that answers Eli's kasha why it was a hotzi. Very good. That's number one. Number two, Rebbe Kiveger. There is a Rebbe Kiveger in Kedushin Dafayin Zayin. We're not going to go into the whole proof. But in Kedushin Dafayin Zayin, Rebbe Kiveger writes in the Kedushin that a kinyan agav is diraisa. He holds like that in the demon. That a kinyan agav is diraisa. Remember we said as a chleis toys of Kedushin and holds diraisa and avayim and alf against toys of Bobakam and avayim and alf holds the Rabbonim. Rebbe Kiveger in Kedushin is mochiach and Dafayin Zayin that kinyan agav is diraisa. So I neglected to mention that as well. That's the second point I want to mention. Let's make sure we get it. Okay. Third point, which will be a segue into what we want to get to before we start the Gemara. Let's get it. We said halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber Paskins. We saw, I believe it was yesterday? Kufmem Aleph? Kufmem Gimel? And the Mechaber. Where was it? Mechaber. Cheskes Karkos. Which Mechaber was it? You look at, what'd you say? Not Reishit Ches, that was Bar Sisim. It was Kufmem what? Kufmem Vav. Very good. Sifyut Aleph and Sifyut Beis. When did the Mechaber Paskel like Rav Nachman? Only when the squatter, the machzik, mentions what? A what? Mentions the specific date. When he mentions the specific date. Right? That's what you asked Aaron very well yesterday. Why? Because if you mention the specific date, then you proved to me the mochra was around that he could have sold it to you. Right? So he put in that stipulation, the Mechaber. Okay. A lot of fellows asked me after shiur, a good kasha. They said, Rebbe, the guy's being an honest guy. He's exact. He wants to tell you what date. More than that, he has a migu. What's his migu? He could have said, he didn't have to say the date. And he would have won straight up. No. He would have won straight up. What's the terror to that kasha? I'll tell you what the terror to that kasha is. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Tesam and Alf. This Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Chav Tesam and Aleph. The Nachash, Kolamosif Goreya. Anyone who adds sometimes, you diminish. And the snake, he added a few words. The Nachash HaKadmoni, in our Parsha. You didn't have to say it. You didn't have to say what date it was.
And once you've said it, prove it. And I want to prove to you such a concept exists.
Where's the
Hedger? Chav Tesem and I want to prove to you. The Gemara later on in Baba Basra, on Kuf Samech Yesem and Beis, take a quick look. On Kuf Samech Yesem and Beis, take a quick look at the Gemara. Kuf Samech Tesem and Beis. Kuf Samech Tesem and Beis. Four lines from the bottom of the Gemara. Okay? Michael, just read the Gemara there very quick. Kuf Samech Tesem and Beis. Just the Machlokes. Turn it up on it. Three lines on the bottom. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara there. Okay? A man wants to acquire the piece of land, prove that he's the owner of the land. Not acquire, wants to prove it. Go ahead, turn it up on it. A little bit louder, go ahead. Period. Stop. You got two ways to prove this. I'm the owner of this land. I have a star, and I squatted on it for 3 years with Adam. Which one do we go with? Rabbi HaKadosh says you go with the what? The star. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you go with the chazaka. Now the Gemara has three, four different biurim on the next staff what the machlekes is. But one of the biurim is as follows. Do you know why Rabbi says you got to insist on the star? Because you opened your mouth and you said you had a document. And until you verify it, which is called what? Which we wrote a whole shtickle tire in the Beis Yitzchak from last year. What's that called? Verifying stars? What's that called? Kiyum? Stars. Kium stars. Until you verify the star, that star is called a chaspa ba'alma, which means a piece of clay. Chaspa ba'alma. It is a piece of clay. Okay? It is not acceptable. Until you verify it. Min Rabbanan, they say the star is bogus. Chaspa ba'alma b'li kium stars. So Rebbe says, oh, you have Adam, they were there 3 years, but you also have a star. You pin down that this star is good. So that's the same svara we're saying. This man said the day he bought it, you proved to me that the mocher was around to sell it. You follow me? It's kind of like you also put his foot in his mouth. That's what Kim Stars is saying. The erisa of the star is good. What's the famous concept we learned last year, Rish Lakish? On Gimel and Aleph? Adam achasumim al star? Arnasa what? Adam that are signed on a star as if they've been interrogated and amazed. Nasa commission not going to do some amazement. So we make it as if they've been what? Interrogated and amazed. We say that what? Chaspa ba'alma. Beli kiyum staris. Midarabana, this star is a piece of clay. On a derisa level, it's a good star. But without kiyum staris, so what are the ways to do kiyum staris? Either the Adam come in themselves and verify the star, or and say that's their signatures, or other Adam recognize these two guys on the document signatures. What was the third way, you remember? Hashvos, Staris, right. Bezdin takes other documents where the signatures are the same. And they equate the two. Okay, and they look and they say the same. Those are three ways of Kim Staris. So what I want to bring out to you is the following. To answer the kasha, a lot of guys asked yesterday, the Ma'arur only wins if the Muchzuk said, I know which day I bought it. So we say to the Muchzuk, prove to me the Mocher was around. If you can't prove it, the Ma'arur wins. So everyone asked, but doesn't he have a Migu? He could have not mentioned the day. What's the answer? The answer is once you open your mouth, you got to prove it. Like this case here. You said you have Adam and you have a star. Rebbe says, oh, if you have a star, verify the star. So I want you to bring that. That's the answer to the kasha why you can't say the guy has a Migu. He doesn't have a Migu. He does not have a Migu. Once he says that he has a star, you got to prove that you have a star. Once he says that it was a date, there was a date when he sold, you prove to me the mocher was around. Okay, does everyone got that, Chlor? Now, with this in mind, this is Masber, the next point. Okay, let's get this. Let's turn back to our Gemara. Someone refresh my memory. How did we answer the stira? How did the Gemara answer the stira in Rav Nachman? By the first case, how did Rav Nachman paskin? Who wins? The Marakam and Ma'arur. Excellent, Michael. And what did Rav Nachman say by the case of Bar Sisan? What'd you say? The Machzik gets it. Because he put his foot in the mouth, right? And he said that what? He said that he sold all the property Bar Nichisan. So he's got to what? He's got to what? He's got to prove it. That's what the Gemara said. You proved that it wasn't Bar Sisan. When you say Machzik, you mean the Lokeach. You mean the buyer. Okay, Very good. Now, what was the last comment before the two dots? What did he say? What did Rav Nachman say about the first case? What did Rav Nachman say about the first case? Michael, what was his comment before the two dots? What did he say? Why does a squatter of the Muksuk lose? Because he says, if you have a star, what do we say to you? Prove it. Verify the star. Until you verify it, it's bogus. Now, I didn't stress when we read the Gemara, that was just a comparison. You follow what I'm saying? That was just a comparison. What do I mean that was just a comparison? The case that we're dealing with is the guy was had it for 3 years. He doesn't need a star after 3 years. But the Gemara is comparing it, just like if a guy has a star. If he was on it for a year, but he has a star that he proved that proves that he bought it, you have to verify the star. So too, this guy who's been here 3 years has to prove that the Ma'arer was not inside. Hey, Alan, you follow what I'm saying? You have to prove that the Ma'arer was not inside. What did the Gemara say in this line? Everyone's got to get that. That's not literal. It's a comparison. Rav Nachman says, why do I say the squatter loses in the original case? Why does the squatter lose in the original case? Because the squatter has to prove that the Ma'arer was not inside, right? So what's the comparison that Rav Nachman brings out? If you have a star, until you verify the star is bogus. You squatted on it for 3 years. Until you prove to me the guy wasn't inside, it's bogus. That's a very convincing comment that he's making. But it's a comparison. Do you follow what I'm saying? The case was not dealing with a star. He's been there for 3 years. You don't need to have a star. So it's just a comparison. That comment is just a comparison. Oh, so what I want to bring out is that what would Rava respond to that comment? What would you say? What would Rava respond to that comment? Do you understand what I'm saying? What did Rava say, Michael? Rava said the squatter won, right? What would what would Rava say to that? What would Rava say to that comment? Go ahead, Shmuel.
Would say that 3 years is the new shock. That his being there 3 years.
I would say it like this. Is that you being there for 3 years with Aiden, you cannot compare that to a star that's not been verified. A star that's not verified, the Rabbanan and Choshev, it's been forged. But if you've been there 3 years, that's stark enough. This is what the Rabbeinu Yonah basically says. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah says what Rava will interpret. Okay? Rabbeinu Yonah says is that being on there for 3 years, al hakarka, l'shalosh shanim, is Yotir Chazak much stronger? It's much stronger than what? Yotir Chazak may star believe him. Okay? And therefore, Rubble said, don't give me this comparison. The guy's been on there for 3 years. He's got Aiden. You want me to prove that the guy wasn't there? That's an external thing. I don't have to prove that. I have to prove the guy wasn't there. But if you have a star that you haven't verified, that's bogus. That's bogus. So Shmuel, you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying it a little bit different than you. If you look at the second pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah, I think that's what Rashbam is saying. Rashbam is saying that Shalosh Shanim is b'makom the star, right? So just like you have to verify the star, you better verify your 3 years, and you better tell me the guy wasn't around, the Ma'ara. So you know what Rava responds to that? I'm sorry. Shalosh Shanim is more powerful than a star. You follow me? Shalosh Shanim is more powerful. So I think what we have to formulate is that according to Rabbeinu Yonah, this is what Rava will hold. I want you to get it down. Rava will respond back, don't give me your comparison between squatting for 3 years on land with Adam to having a star that's not verified. A star that's not verified is not a good deal. I'm choshish, it's forged. But if I have land that I've been on there for 3 years, you're worried about another guy being in there inside? I don't have to prove that. That's what Rava would quickly dispense of that. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. I wanted you to see that in the Aliyasa de Rabbeinu Yonah. He says it beferish, and Dibra Masko, Hocha mi lo yehe. Okay? That's how what you'll extrapolate from the words of the Rabbeinu Yonah. How Rava will respond to that last comment before the two dots. Okay? Because you got to keep in mind that was out of left field, that comparison. The case wasn't that he had a star. He didn't need a star. He's been there for 3 years. But there's a problem. You've got to prove to me the guy wasn't inside.
So Rava would say that requirement is not the same of a shtar without kiyum. Shtar without kiyum is bogus, mineral butter, or choshesh for forgery. But to be on there for 3 years, I beautiful have Aiden. Oh, you want me to show it, add an extra point the guy wasn't there? Come on, I don't have to do that.
Don't, that's not comparable. You follow me, Ellie? That's the chiluk. In other words, you gotta ask yourself, how does Rava respond to that last comment of Rav Nachman?
And that's where Rabbi Yonah is coming to be Masber. And that's what you're saying, Shmuel. In that Rashbam, the Rashbam basically says that the star is b'makom shol hashanim. So you know what the Rava would say? No, he says it's not. A star is not b'makom shol hashanim. It's not.
Star that's not verified is we're choshish for. But shol hashanim is star.
Okay. Very good. Let's go right there now in the Gemara. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Let's see inside. Who wants to read inside? Let's see. Mark, go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Go ahead. Oh, what are you doing in my house? Go ahead. Excellent. He said, what are you talking about? I bought it from you and I've been here for 3 years. Go ahead. What do you mean? I've been where? I've been in the Shuk, which is what, according to the Rashbam? Far off places. Far, far off places. Okay? Now, what does the Rashbam say? Far off places that he didn't even know that someone was on his land. Now, I want you to get this. Don't we have a concept of Chavrecha, Chavrecha, Islay? Now, cop this. Chavrecha, Chavrecha, Islay, we said by what? We said that by what? By Macha. That if you're Macha Shalom Bafanov, yes, it's going to travel to the guy. But Tosfos writes, I want you to get this on Daf Lamed Ches, the bottom Tosfos, that if you say Chavrecha, Chavrecha, Islay by Macha, closer can you say it by a Chazaka. If there's a network regarding protesting, there's definitely a network about, oh, did you hear that some guy's on your land? Did you hear some guy's on your land? Certainly that's going to happen. So Tosfos writes that in the bottom of Lamed Ches, about the bottom Tosfos. So there's certainly a network. So the Rashbam is very perplexed with this, and he's saying, what's going on? Right? What's going on here? What do you mean? He was a lot far away off. The Nachlas Moshe comments on the Rashbam, he's so far away, it's so machom rakok, there's no caravans at all. There's nothing. And therefore, since there's nothing, he has not heard about the Chazaka. Since he's not heard about the Chazaka, he was not afforded an opportunity to be what? To be Mocha. Okay? He was not afforded the opportunity to be Mocha. Therefore, he's claiming you don't have a Chazaka. This is what the Rashbam says in the first shot. I want you to get that addition of Nachlas Moshe. It is so far off that there are no Shayaris Metzios at all, and therefore there is no Chazaka. That's what the Nachlas Moshe is Masber. He says, Be'aretz Rechoka Ma'och and Shayaris Klal, Lachain, Lo Shama Me'a Chazaka. Fine. What's the second shot he suggests? That there's a cherem? And if there's a cherem, even in the same Medina, you can't hear. So not only could he not hear, he didn't even hear about the chazaka. So get the two pshatim of the Rashbam. It's too far, far away, Yitzi. It's too far, far away that he didn't even hear about the chazaka. The other pshat is it's in the cherem, and it's in the same Medina. Even in the same Medina, if there's a cherem, David, it's not good. Okay? Those are the two pshatim of the Rashbam. And then the Rashbam goes ahead and says what? You better believe I have to say these two pshatim. Otherwise, we have the concept of what? Chavrecha, chavrecha, islay, which means that he can have no excuses and say that he didn't hear about the chazaka, and he can have no excuses saying that he couldn't make a protest because the guy wouldn't hear, because there's a network in both directions. Okay? That's what this Rashbam says, Beferish. That's what the Rashbam says, Beferish. That's why a fugitive, everyone knows about a fugitive. Can you make a chazaka on a fugitive's land? Yes. Oh, he's a fugitive. He's running away, right? He couldn't what? He couldn't mocha? What do you mean he couldn't mocha? Everyone hears your mocha. Chavrecha, chavrecha, islay. Machzikin v'nichse boreach. You certainly can be machzik v'nichse boreach. That's what the Rashbam writes. Okay. Excellent, Mark. Vaita, let's go. Oh, he says, what are you talking about? You were a far, far away. Now, as Yossi pointed out, Rabbeinu Gershom doesn't say far, far away. He says he was a makom in the shuk. Okay? B'shukah broy. He was a makom shuk. Okay? Rabbeinu Gershom interpreted literally. Rashbam said he was far, far away. Whatever you say, it's the same beer that he couldn't, that was not afforded the opportunity to be moicha. Go ahead. So he says, what are you talking about? I know that you're back here every 30 days a year. Go ahead. Oh, you know those 30 days I work like a mad dog, right? A workaholic. He doesn't have the opportunity to be Meicha. Go ahead. Amar Rava. And that's the way we paskin. That those 30 days, the guy is too, so Torah, he could not do any work. Could not be Meicha. Could not be Meicha at all. Oh. Now let me ask you a kasha. Nachas, Moishe's Moira. I don't understand. This guy works on Shabbos? Seriously. Let's get it down. This guy works on Shabbos? He's not Torah on Shabbos. You don't think he what? You don't think he was able to hear about that someone was on his land? Or that he was able to what? Able to be Mocheach? Able to be Moche? So you know what? You know what the pshat is? Says the what? He wasn't able to hear about the Chazakah? So what's the Teretz? Teretz says no one speaks about business. So you're right. He didn't hear about it. You hear that? It's a beautiful Teretz. Because there's a din. In the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, the Dover Dover. You're not allowed to speak about the Poskin Yeshayah. The Dabir Davar. You're not allowed to speak about business matters or Sichas Chulin on Shabbos. And therefore, it's Osir. Now, I was thinking the following Kiddush. I looked up in the Poskim. I didn't find. But I discussed with Rav Simon Shlita beforehand. Let me ask you. If you have information for a friend that will save a guy's business, save your friend's business, you mean to tell me it's Osir for you to talk about it on Shabbos? It's hard for me to imagine. But Tzara Gadol, it would probably be permissible. That's what I would say. I understand, but during the week, you could do something. You're only going to see him on Shabbos. So the only way you could give this information to the guy would be on Shabbos. Hard for me to imagine it'd be Yasser. But Tzara Gadol, I would assume they didn't make the Gzeri. But Yossi was saying, maybe you can bring a raya from this Gemara that it's Yasser. Or this guy's a millionaire, so he loses his house. So he'll lose one house. He's got 50 other houses. He's not living there most of the year anyway. But I'm just saying it's an interesting nekuda, okay? That the Nachlas Moshe asks, what do you mean on Shabbos he's not Tartar? The answer, so he'll hear about the Chazakah. The answer is no, he won't hear about it because no one speaks about it. So we're just pointing out, is it permissible at Tzara Gadol to tell a guy business on Shabbos? So it could very well be, maybe you could have brought a riot from the Gemara and say, maybe it's still Usher. Maybe it's still Usher. Or maybe you could reply, this guy's not at Tzara Gadol, so he loses his house. He's got five other houses. Okay? So that, yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
Based on the Machlus Moshe, even Ruki Yosef says that had no, like,
Panai
to do. He wasn't
able. Oh, okay, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We got to get to the Rashba. Let's get to the Rashba. What'd you say?
Can you be
no, Poshup Shad, you shouldn't be Mochan Shabbos. Shouldn't be Boisha. No, Poshup Shad shouldn't be Mochan Shabbos. Okay, we'll get to that. It's a good point about the last day. Okay, so we got that? That's what Nachlos Moshe wants to say. Okay. Now, look at the Rashba, the bottom Rashba that Daniel just brought up. Okay? Let's look at the bottom Rashba. Okay? Let's look at the bottom Rashbam. Go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel. I mean, Mark, go ahead. The Shuka Avoy Tachrinchna, go ahead. Yes. I was busy selling my goods and to buy another one. Velo Yadati, I didn't know. Go ahead. I didn't know that you were living in my house. Kagon. Excellent. And he has another house there. He's there 30 days he stays in, so he didn't even know about it. Yes? That's the first shot of the Rashbam. Go ahead. What's the second shot? What's the second shot of the Rashbam, Mark? He knew about it. He didn't have time. And the Rashbam doesn't like it. Why does the Rashbam not like it? So please get it. The tour says why the Rashbam doesn't like it. In Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, Sifkat and Beis. Shebekal hayelo limchos b'fnei shnayim. The tour adds in, Shebekal. It's easy. Shebekal. Shebekal. It's easy. Limchos b'fnei shnayim. It's very easy to protest in front of two guys. How hard is it? You just scream. It takes you a second. That's why the Rashbam doesn't like this pshat. It's a peledik pshat. It's a peledik pshat, these two pshatim. Okay?
It's just scream. It takes you a second to scream. How hard is it to scream? So the tour adds that, that's why the Rashbam doesn't like it.
How would you save the second shot? So I wanted you to see the Ritva. What did the Ritva say? The Ritva gave a very beautiful answer. What does the Ritva say? The Ritva says the protest would never get back to who? To the squatter, because it's the day of the shuk. And everyone is so focused on their business, they're not going to tell the squatter about the protest. The Rashbam writes, the Ritva, the Ramaska Marava, Vim Toimar, Kevin Shiyada Mias, Hayel Olimchosh, Veshuva La'ir. He should have what? He knows the information. He should have protested as soon as he gets to the city. Halesa. Dolohavi Shiaros, Mitsuyus, El Bizman, Hayarid. Vashuk, the Kuliyama, Vishukayotri, Vlo Modele. No. When they're focused on the business, they're not going to spread the word. So that could very well be what the Rashbam, that would answer the Rashbam's kasha. What was the second kasha? What was the kasha on the Rashbam, Elliot? What do you mean you don't have time? How it's easy to just scream in front of two guys. The answer is, according to the Ritva, it's not easy. I'm so focused on my business, if I scream, even that 1 second, I might lose $1 million. In Wall Street, right? If you're not focused, you might lose a few million dollars. Don't make a trade. The same thing. So I want you to get that. That's maybe the way we can answer. This is what the Beis Lechem Yehuda wants to say. He uses the Ritva to answer this kasha. Oh. Now let's take this a step further. Boxois. The Xois. Right, it's amazing. The Xos and Simon Kufmem Gimel Sifkat and Aleph, which I told guys to look at too, points out what's the pshat. What's the pshat in the first pshat? What's the pshat in the first pshat? What do you have to say? What do you have to say, Mark? What do you say in the first pshat of the Rashbam? What do you mean you didn't hear about it? Of course you heard about it, you have to say. What does the add on? Nesarech Lomar the Kso says, Dibishuk Taruko Kach at the Shachach, Bemeh Shahayelo Yediyah, Miches Kosso. Then we say Kal Limchos. What does the Xos fix up the first pshat of the Rashbam? What does he say, Mark? He says that he definitely knew about it. Of course he knew about it. He did know about it. The Chazaka, he did know about it. He was there, though, 30 days. He was there in the town the 30 days. Because what was the progression in the Gemara? Gemara begins, says, I was far off away. I never heard about it. Then the Gemara says, don't give me this. Every 30 days a year, you're here. So in those 30 days, he heard about there was a guy squatting on his land. But he, for what? He forgot. The Xo says, Shachachti. I forgot about it. Shachachti. So that saves the first shot. So we have the Ritva saving the second shot of Rashbam. And we have the Xos in Simen Kufmem Gimel Sifkanav that focuses on the first shot in Lamaisa. Focuses on the first shot. He had a idea. And Lamaisa, he for what? He forgot. Shachachti. He forgot. That's acceptable. Okay. This brings us to now the Nemuki Yosef. Nemuki Yosef has a stunning chiddush. What does Nemuki Yosef say? Nemuki Yosef says, amazing chiddush. Nemuki Yosef wants to suggest the following. In the Dapi Arif, I think it was Laman Amud Beis. What is it in yours? Laman Amud Beis. Nemuki Yosef says, I'm just going to write a code word for it, not the whole thing, but you write it down. Nemuki Yosef is Mechadish, the following Chiddush. Yom Achron is the key. Nemuki Yosef says, let's get it, that you do not have to what? Have the ability to protest for 3 years. You do not have to have the ability to protest all 3 years. All you need is the end of the 3 years to have the ability to protest. It could be two years and 364 days where you did not have the ability to protest. But you had the ability to protest the last day and you didn't. Then the chazaka is going to be a good chazaka. Yom Achron is the key, writes the Chiddush in the Mukhi Yosef. That's what he says in Dibra Maskil, Shloshim Yom. That's his Chiddush. Dafke b'sof shalos, filo haya b'schilas shalos, b'makam roi limchos, filo micha, halach b'makam shalai yachol limchos, lo also l'chazeh hazaka, klum. The Ema Hayachashiv El Shlis Damin Lo. So I want you to get it. If you were in a place in the beginning of 3 years where you could have protested, yes? If you were in the place in the beginning of 3 years where you could have protested and you did not protest because you thought you could protest the end and something came up in onus, what's the din? It's not a chazaka. The last day is the key point, both Lekula and Lechumra. Okay? Meaning to say, if you're a lazy guy and you're going to say, oh, I'm going to protest on the last day, and you don't go on the last day because you're lazy, then obviously it's a chazaka. But if you can't protest on the last day because it's an onus, then it's not a chazaka. Because you couldn't protest. The Yom Achron is the key, according to Mukiyos. And the Ksos points out in the next Sifkot that this is Nimukiyos of Lishitosel. In Baba Kama, B'Shem Der Yad Ramah, regarding davening, Mincha. That's why I always advise the guys, daven right after Shir, especially when the winter comes, when Shki is early. You have your college classes, God forbid you might forget. You never push it off. Always daven right after Shir, no matter what the situation is. Okay? You shouldn't push it off. But let's say something happened at the last 5 minutes before Shkia and you were an onus. What does he say? And you forgot. You're called an onus. The last point is the key point. Even though you could have davened earlier and you pushed it off, which wasn't a good idea, like we said, but the key line says in Hilchos Tefillah the same point. I want you to get that. Okay. So the Ksos asks the following kasha. I want you to get this. This is a great, it's unbelievable. The Ksos asks, he says, I don't understand something. Meneu Bey from the Gemara. What did it say in the Gemara? That he was away for all 3 years. Yes? Please get this. Why on earth must you say he was away for all 3 years when what? The most important point is when, Michael? The last point, according to Nimuki Yosef. Why does he say that I was far away for 3 years? And the 30 days that I was in town, I was so asuk. Who cares? It's a bomb kasha on the Nimuki Yosef, the Ksos asks. It's Meneu Bey from the Gemara. If the key point is Yom Akron, what on earth do I care about where he was all these 3 years? Alan, you follow me? That is the Ksosa's bomb kasha in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sifkot and Beis. Aaron, you got me? Lefina Mukiosa Yom Achron is the keyest point. So what do you have to say, B'shuk Abroy, for all 3 years? He wasn't there all 3 years. Who cares where he was all 3 years? All I care about is the last point. Oh. So he wants to say the following Chiddush. Mixos. Beautiful Terence. When do you have the excuse of Yom Achron? When there's an onus gomer. In the first pshat of the Rashbam, is that an onus gomer? Would you say that that's an onus gomer? In the first pshat of the Rashbam? What did the first pshat of the Rashbam say? That he was living in what? Another home that he had in town. And he didn't hear about it. And even if he heard about it, the Ksos added on the first Ksos that he forgot about it. Yes? Alan, is that an onus gomer? I would say no. It's not an onus gomer. Forgetting about something is an onus gomer. So therefore, you must stand on your head and say that the Gemara was talking about a case where for all the 3 years he was not around. And therefore, since he was all the 3 years he was not around, plus the fact you say that he was living in a house those 30 days, another house those 3 days, you put it together, Seth, that's a legitimate claim. You follow me? The Nimuki Yosef, that's why, what did the Nimuki Yosef say? As long as on the last day you can't do it, that's enough. So why on earth does the Gemara have to say for 3 years he was away? And for the 30 days he's in town, he's working. The last day is what we care about. The Terence says, this last day is not an onus gomer. Wasn't the case he was sick? Forgetting about something is not an onus gomer. At least in this scenario. Davening it might be, okay? I hear you. Davening it might be. but not for this scenario. He shouldn't have forgotten about it. And therefore, the Gemara has to stand on its head and say for 3 years he was consumed, or he was away. That's goofy why the Gemara has got to say that. That's the Ksos's beautiful Chiddush, to answer the Kasha of the Nuki Yosef. That's exactly why the Gemara has to say during those 3 years he was not around, because he's got to win. The Gemara says he wins the Ma'arav. So that's why you have to say that. Otherwise, Yom Rachon should have sufficed. But it's only if it's an Onus Gomer does it suffice. This is not an Onus Gomer. That's the Chiddush that I want you to see in the Ksos. See, the Ksos says, I'll read you the Lashon. Lefi Masha Kasavti. See, he says, Beferish, he says, Zen Nirlani has died, they've gone as a Beshosh, because of Dinza, Laysel, and Mephorshin. Loyalo Penai Limchos. Right? Fi Masha Kasavnich, Lefi Perish Rashbam, Yom Shuk, Omalu Yadati, said Hezek. Came that field of Midian Achiris, Nishma Chazaka. Can't start Lomer, the Beshochach, Machmas Tirishuk, Zahav on his government, can't feel him of Medina, Lohavi Chazaka. Came the soul strong in Enas. Namely, the Chilas died to Limchos Mosov, El Shenenas Beom Shuk. Lama Hutsuk Lomer Beshuk of Roy Avoy. El Avadi Diran Nimakios, Enu El Yeshim of Forshim. Okay? He's saying only El Yeshim of Forshim. You see, he says Beferish. Le Perish Yeshim of Forshim, Lohavi Onis Mosov Shal Shonim. It's not an onus. Okay, again, Nachamal. According to the Nebuki Yosef, right? Nebuki Yosef says, Yom Achor if you have an onus gomer. Yes? Nebuki Yosef, according to the Beis Yosef, is only going according to who? The Yesh Meforshim. What's the Yesh Meforshim? The second shot of the Rashbam, which says what? What's the second shot of the Rashbam, of the Yesh Meforshim? That he didn't have time. Is that an onus? That's not an onus. So Nachamal, I want you to get this. We fixed up the first shot of the Rashbam by saying he forgot. The second shot we fixed up with the Ritva. But the Ksos takes the second shot straight up. Let's get it. He takes the second shot straight up and says, according to the Nebuki Yosef, again, we're asking according to Nebuki Yosef, it says Yom Achor is the key. Why must you say for 3 years he was away? Right? Why must you say for 3 years he was away? All we care about the last day. The answer is because according to the second shot of the Rashbam, it's not an onus gomer. According to the second shot, it's not an onus gomer. It's not an onus gomer. He could have screamed out very quickly. That's why the Gemara says all 3 years he was consumed. So I'm saying the Nebuki Yosef is going according to what? Shat Shani. Be what? Be Rashbam. That we fixed up according to the Ritva, and according to the Ksos, he's interpreting it straight up. This is what he wants to say to Chiddushes, okay? So I want you to get that. Make sure we get this Chiddush. That the Nebuki Yosef, who said the Yom Achron is the key, is only going according to the second shot of the Rashbam, where it was what? Eino Onus. It's not an Onus. So it's not an onus. That's why the Gemara had to stand on its head and say all 3 years he was what? He didn't have the opportunity. That's why he wins. Okay? And I want to suggest also that according to the first shot of the Rashbam, where he says he forgot, that also is not an onus gomer. And that's also why he needed 3 years. It's not like davening. You know, shachachti, I mean, if you really cared about your... Okay. I'm saying even according to the first shot also. But the Ksos's Chiddush is that the Mukiyosu is going according to what? The Yesh what? The Yesh Meforshim. That's the Chiddush we want to suggest. Okay, we got it? That's what the Ksos has. This Chiddush. That's what the Ksos wants to say, this Chiddush. That's what the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says the Mukiyosef is going according to the second shot of the Rashbam. That's exactly what he means. That's this Chiddush. Okay? That's what we want to say that pshat is. All right. We got this? Alan, you got it? That's the chiddush we want to say. Mark, you got it? The chiddush of the Nebuki Yosef works well according to the Yesh Meforshim. Okay? Because it's not an onus gomer. That's why you have to say that all 3 years he was consumed. If you hold like Nebuki Yosef, who cares about all 3 years? All you care about is the last day. Because it's not an onus gomer. That's the pshat. It's not an onus gomer. That's why he's got to say he wasn't around all 3 years. You don't have to agree with the Nebuki Yosef. You could argue on the Nebuki Yosef that the last day is the Iker. You could argue on him. Okay? All right. Fine. Now this brings us to the Sheet of the Rush. Okay, let's get it. The Rosh quotes as follows. The Rosh writes on our Gemara, okay, what does the Rosh quote? Yesh Mevin Raya, from here, that the Ma'arer always wins. What do I mean the Ma'arer always wins? If the Ma'arer says, right, if the Ma'arer says that he is what? Was not allowed to be mochet, he is believed, straight up. In Simon Vav, he quotes Yesh Mevin Raya Mikan. If the Ma'arer says he was not around, he is believed. And the Machzik must bring a what? Must bring a riot. Let's get it. That's Yesh Mevin Raya. Yesh Mevin Raya. What does the Rush himself say? That's not true. Why does the Rush cholek on this? Why is this case not paradigmatic? Because this case is special. Why is this case special? Go ahead, Michael. There's Adam. Excellent. Everyone knows he's away. Or he's a businessman so consumed in these 30 days. Everyone knows. This is a special case. But if there's no Adam, who wins, Yitzi? The Muchzik wins. The Rosh is cholek. He says this case is Adam. So again, Yesh Mevin Raya, that the Ma'arer always wins and says he was too far away. Ma'arer is Minatzeach. The Rosh is, what are you talking about? That's only a case of Adam, the Ma'arer's Minatzeach. But if there are cloud, who wins? The Muchzuk is Minatzeach. Excellent. Machloikis. Now let me ask you the following. The Rashba and the Ritva both ask, isn't there a steer in Rava here? What did Rava Paskin in the squatting case yesterday? In the first case, Shkuna Gavoy. How did Rava Paskin? Meaning the squatter wins. Hey, Alan, how is Rava Paskining here? He's saying the Ma'arer wins. Steer in Rava. The Rashba and the Ritva both asked that kasha. To steer in Rava. Sam, you follow me? Rava in the squatting case, in the first case, Rava said the squatter won. Here now he's saying the Ma'arer won. Steer in Rava. What's the answer? It's a very simple answer. Aiden. Here the Ma'arer has Aiden. The Rush would answer, I want you to get this down. The Rush would answer, no stira. The Ma'arer has Adam. That's why the Ma'arer wins. In the first case we learned yesterday by Shkuna Gavoy, the Ma'arer had no Adam that he was inside, right? Rashbam? Remember we said when we died from the Rashbam? He never had Adam, he was inside. Tulsa said he might have, but he didn't have the Derech. Even according to Tulsa, he might have Adam, he was inside, but they didn't have Adam in the Derech that he walked through, right?
Yes,
so according to, I understand, but the key is that he walked through. So I want you to get that down. According to the Rosh, there's no steer in Rava. The kasha doesn't start. That's one kasha. That's one teretz. The Ritva, I want you to get this, gives another teretz. The Ritva gives another teretz, along with the Rashba. Actually, we'll go with the Rashba first. Then maybe he was Chozer Ball. Okay, please get it down. Again, I'm saying Kashya, Stira, Birava. Lefi the Rosh, Aiden. No problem. One second. Lefi the Rosh, no Aiden. Right? Lefi the Rosh in the second case are Aiden. That's why the Ma'arer wins. Aiden, Lema'arer. He has Aiden. In the first case, the Ma'arer had no Aiden. Moses wins. But if you don't hold like the Rush, if you go back to the Yesh Mevin Raya, that our case is there's no Adam. Yes? If you go like the Yesh Mevin Raya, then in our case there's no Adam. So you have a steer again in Rav. So what's the answer? What do you say, Aaron? What's the answer? Rav was Chozer Bo. He was a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, and then he was Chozer Bo. Rashba, one answer to Rashba, he was Chozer Bo. Rava was Chozer Ball. Okay? Now, do you remember yesterday I gave two svaras why we pass like Rav Nachman? What were the two svaras? He was a Talmud for the Rebbe. What was the other thing? We always pass like Rav Nachman? In Mominus. Who said that? I should have said it was Rashbam said that himself. Rashbam, you notice, didn't say Talmud b'fnei Rebbe. The Muki Yosef said that. The Rashbam himself said because Rav Nachman b'dimei. So I should have said that yesterday. Rashbam says that. So I want you to get this done. This is the second answer. Rav was chozer bo. And then there's a third answer from both the Rashba and the Ritva. What's that answer? What do you say, Mark?
Why is this case different?
Because what did the squatter say? He was moda. He said it was yours, but I bought it from you. But he was moda that it was his. There was a hodah of the what? Shel ha-machzik.
Is that amiga?
Oh, who said that? Excellent, Noah. But let's get it straight, okay? Let's not jump the gun, Noah. Very good. The Rashba and the Ritva say, I'll read you his Lashon. They say, following Teretz. He gives the Teretz, that's a steer in Rava. So the Rashba, let me read you the Lashon. Rashba says, Shalom Rahach, Afilu Masik Modalo, Bekach, Vedavri Yadua. Who? El Shabolo, Amasik Mitzad Acher. Chol Tlasin, Amagas, Lashuka. You hear the answer? And actually, the other answer, he says, he wasn't arguing on Rav Nachman. He was like, kind of like what we said yesterday. I wrote it was Chozer Bo. I want you to put in brackets like that Papuli Harif that fits well with. It's like he was presenting a possibility to his Rebbe, and then he was Chozer Bo. Okay, it's the same thing. Chozer Bo Me Akushia. Chozer Bo Me Akushia. Okay, but let's get this first. What are we saying now? Hodah. One sec, Daniel. He was Moded. In the first case, Mark, that we learned yesterday, was he Moded anything? He wasn't Moded. He said, get out of my house. He says, get out of my house. He says, what do you mean to get out of my house? He says, what? I bought it from you and I consumed the chazaka. Yes? How is that going to answer the kasha? Wasn't he mowed in both cases? Wasn't he mowed in both cases? Go ahead, Aaron. Go ahead.
Oh,
excellent. That's what I wanted to bring out. In both cases, he was moted. But there was a further hodah in the second case. Very good, Aaron. What was the further hodah? In both cases, he said, I bought it from you. But in the second case, he said, I bought it from you, and you what? Wasted your opportunity to what? To protest. Right? What does he say here? What is his lashon? I have Aiden. Right? He was Moda. And the Nachlas Moshe says, very beautifully, the Nachlas Moshe says, read you the Lashon, he says the following. What does that mean, Aaron? Further. Yeah, sure. What does that mean further? As long as you take a picture of them and not me.
I don't want to break the camera.
Okay. What's the answer? The answer is, no. Aaron, you said very good. What is that implied by saying, oh, you were here every 30 days? That implies that he's being motivated that he was what?
Away.
He was away for rest of the year. So that implies he was away for rest of the year. So if that implies he was away for the rest of the year, he's being motivated the Farish that the Ma'arish should what? Should win. Right? That he wasn't afforded the opportunity. So that answers the steer in Rava. That answers the steer in Rava. Because in the first case, he wasn't motivated. He said, yes, I bought it from you, but he doesn't motivate anything about protesting. This case, he was Moda. So Noah asked the great Kasha. So Noah asks, what do you mean?
Shkoyach. He was Moda. He has a Migu.
He has a Migu. What's the Migu? What's the Migu? The Migu is that what? As he didn't have to say it. He didn't have to say it. He didn't have to say it at all. So that's the answer that we want to give. That's the answer that we want to give here. In other words, we're answering a steer in Rava by saying, one case he was Moda, and the other case he wasn't Moda. Fine. So, the truth of the matter is, he has a Migu. He has a migu. So this is the answer that you want to give. How could there be yesh mevi'in raya? What was the yesh mevi'in raya? What did the yesh mevi'in raya say? We want to bring a general proof that the ma'arer always wins. How on earth, Aaron, could you bring a proof that the ma'arer always wins when this case is special because he was moted? Right? The answer is exactly what Noah's point is. He had a migu. So the migu is morid. What's morid? Destroys the what? The hodah. It destroys the hodah. The fact that you, oh, it's a big yasher koyach that the squatter, the muhsuk, was moda to the ma'arer. He has a migu. The fact that he could have been quiet and not say that, yes, is morid the fact, it destroys the fact that he was what? That he was moda. So that is why the yesh meforshim could bring a raya. This is the point I want you to get down in your notes. The yesh mevi'in raya says, yes, I can bring a general proof, the ma'arer always wins. General proof, isn't this a special case because he was moda? No, the fact he has a migu destroys the fact that he was being moda. Now, why was the rush cholek? Why was the rush cholek on the yesh mevi'in raya? You tell me. Because why? This was a case of Aden. He doesn't argue on the fact that the migu would take away from what? From the hodah. Everyone agrees the migu should take away from the hodah. But the reason why the Rush argued on the yesh mevi'in raya, because this case is special because there are Aden. Nothing to do with the migu. He would agree with the migu that the migu would destroy the hodah. So I'm going to write down that the migu, the yesh mevi'in raya holds that the migu is horeis hodah. The migu destroys the hodah. The migu destroys the hodah. And the Rush would agree to that. But he just says, don't bring me a proof because this case is a special case because they're Aden. You follow what I'm saying? No, your point is a very important point. Because this does answer the Stira and Rava. So if it does answer the Stira and Rava, then take it to the degree that how could the yesh mevi'in raya brought a what? How could the yesh mevi'in raya brought a raya in general that always the ma'arer wins? It's a special case. It's not a special case. You have a migu. So now I'm thinking to myself, what should be the kasha, Shmuel? If our point is well taken that the migu destroys the what? Hodah. So how is this an answer to solve the stir and rava? What do you mean he was being moted? What do you mean he was being moted? Because this is all theoretical. Who wins in this gemara? The ma'arer wins. There's no doubt the ma'arer wins. But the question is, will the migu get rid of the hodah? Yes, the migu will get rid of the hodah. But the bottom line is, why does Rava say in the first case that the machzik wins? And in this case, he says the ma'arer wins. What's the answer? Because it was being moded. So I'm asking you, but the hodah should be trivialized with the fact he has a migu. No? So I'm asking you, how is that a good answer to solve the stir and rava? You know what I'm saying? Because the migu has now been, the migu has watered down the hodah. So it's no great shakes that he was moted. That's what I'm perplexed with. How could this be an answer, the Rashi and the Ritva give this answer, that the hodah is what? The hodah of the machzik makes it different. He was being moted. The hodah of the masik, what does that do anything? He has a migu. The migu, you didn't have to say anything. So shouldn't that migu, the migu waters down the hodah. So then you're back stuck with Rava, and you're going to have to say the previous two terutzim. Either that what? That one case is he had Aden, or the other case is that Rava was retracted. That's what I'm perplexed with. I'm sorry.
I enjoy your share very much.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos. I'm perplexed with why is this a good answer? That's what I'm saying. Once you say that the element of migu, you follow me, Alan? Once you say migu destroys the hodah, so what's your grossa answer? Aaron, you follow me? That's what I'm bothered by. I don't have an answer for it. That's what I'm very perplexed with. In other words, we gave three different terutzim and the answers solve a stir and rava. Yesh mevi'in raya brings a great raya. Ma'arer always wins. What do you mean Ma'arer always wins? He has a hodah. No, he doesn't have a hodah. He has migu. This is what the Nachmas Moshe says. Yesh lomer ein sorin di ilayadin machzik Neman. He would be believed. He would believe because he has a migu.
What do you mean? If he has a migu, then if he has a migu, then that takes away the whole concept of the whole dog. Then you're back to the stira. Yes, sir. Yes, all the time.
The
Ma'ar says I was too far away to be mocha. Yes. Yes, and that's the only reason why he wins. So how do you make a general rule and say the Ma'ar always wins? Couldn't hear you. The Ma'arer always wins, so I'm asking you, the Ma'arer always wins, but I asked you, how could you make a general rule the Ma'arer always wins? The Ma'arer won here because the Machzik was moded, right? It's a special case. My answer to that is that the Hodah of the Machzik is bogus, because he has a Migu. So the Migu destroys the Hodah. So going back to the general concept that a Ma'arer always wins. So I'm saying, if you say that, so then what kind of answer have you given to answer the steering Rama?
If the Migu breaks the Hodah, then why does the Ma'arer win?
What'd you say?
If the Migu weakens the Hodah.
Because that's what I said. That's what I said. Theoretically, the Ma'arer always wins. That's the Gemara. What we're trying to bring out is, can you bring a general principle? So the Ma'arer says, the Yesh Mavin Raya says, you can bring a general principle. So we ask, what do you mean a general principle? This case is different because he was moded. So I'm saying, no, the migu that he has, the migu doesn't make the muhsuk win. I'm glad you asked me that. Migu never makes the muhsuk win. The Ma'arer always won in this case. Question is, can you use this as a paradigm for all other cases? You understand? So the migu will destroy the Hodah, but it doesn't make the muhsuk win. I'm glad you asked me that. The Ma'arer always wins. Aaron's point is well taken. I said that exact point to Rav Asher this morning. The migu doesn't make the what? The muhsuk win. This is lost. The question is, can you use this as a general rule? So we said no. How can you use it as a general rule? It's a special case of Hodah. No. The migu destroys the Hodah, and therefore the Ma'arer always wins, and let me use it as a classical rule. You follow what I'm saying? I'm just saying once you water down the Hodah with the migu, right? Then what's your answer to Rava, to the steer in Rava? That's what I'm bothered by. Yes, Seth. I mean, we have two other answers, you're right, but I'm just saying, what was the terrors of this Rashba and the Ritva?
Can't you just say that the Rashba and the Ritva don't hold up the meager and so
forth? I guess. Tell me why. Give me a svara. Is Seth saying good? He says this migu will not destroy the Hodah. Why would that be, though? Why would that be? He didn't have to say, oh, I'm 30 days a year, I know you're here, implying I know you're far away everywhere. Why is that not? Why? He didn't have to say that. He didn't have to say that at all.
That's a unique case, and that can't be played at all.
What'd you say?
But that is a unique case.
No, he could have just said, I you're the biggest liar I ever met in my life. Who says you're far away? He didn't have to say, oh, yes, I know you're 30 days, implying, you know what I'm saying? He didn't have to say that. It's a good point. I mean, I don't know. I think what maybe we could say a Kiddush, we'll try to answer your kasha, then we got to go to Chumash. Maybe you could say there's something flawed with this migu. You know what maybe flawed with this migu is? Maybe what's flawed with this migu is, to a certain degree, this migu doesn't destroy, this migu would not destroy the Hodah, okay? Why would this migu not destroy? Why are migus not good? Migu lahotzi l'amrinim. Is this a lahotzi? I'm thinking. This is not lahotzi. Who has the land? The muksuk has the land. Who wins? The ma'arer. So maybe to a certain degree it is lahotzi. Take it back from the muksuk to take it back to me. Bring it back to me. Maybe to that degree it's called a migu. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, we're saying the muhsuk was moded to the ma'arer, and that makes the ma'arer the winner. But we're saying let the migu offset the Hodah and keep it by what? Keep it by who? In a certain sense, even though you said here and the ma'arer always wins, can you use it as a general principle? We're saying, yes, you can, because the migu, what? Offsets the Hodah. The migu offsets the Hodah. So what's your answer in Rava? So I'm saying to you, maybe the migu, and this is
I'm making a claim the Rashba and the Ritva will hold like the Rosh. Maybe the Rashba and the Ritva will hold like the Rosh. If the Rashba and the Ritva hold like the Rosh, what does that mean? That means that what? I think this is the best answer. If the Rashba and the Ritva hold like the Rosh, what happens? That means our case is talking about what? Edom, right? But that's, if it's talking about Edom, then you can't talk about any what? Can't talk about there any what? Any migus. Any migus. That's what I'm saying. You follow me? It means this whole discussion that we're saying is that the migu brings down the whole, is for the Yesh Mevi and Raya. But according to the Rashba and the Ritva, the Rashba and the Ritva might give this answer, but this answer itself implies that there are what? There are no what? There are no Edom. So it's hard to imagine the Rashba and Ritva are going to hold like the Rosh. So I'm suggesting that maybe it's like a Migu Lahotzi a little bit. Yeah, go ahead, Alan.
You say there's no Migu because the Mutsak is being provoked to say something, and usually there's no Migu.
Yeah, but he didn't have to say that. He doesn't have to say that. He could have said, you know what, you're a liar. I don't believe you. You were not far off. He doesn't have to say, like Seth said, that you were here 30 days a year, and I know you're far off. He could have just said, you were here the whole time. No one provoked him to say that, right? He wasn't pushed into saying that. So I don't know, maybe I'm saying to a certain degree the Migu is not good, because the Migu, in a sense, is going to what? Is going to be Motzi, in a sense. Would try to make him keep it, keep the land. Maybe that's the Hotzah, but I don't like it because he's there. He's squatting on it. So why is that Hotzah? So I don't know. I don't have a good answer. We got to think about this more over Shabbos, okay? We have a good answer. We have two separate answers to answer. I'm just saying, according to this answer, once you say the Migu, this is all within the Yesh Mevi and Raya. Once you say the Migu destroys the Hotzah, and therefore you can extrapolate a rule. So the Rashba and the Ritva, what do they do with the Migu? What do they do with the Migu? Where did the Migu go? They stick with Hodah to solve the Stira. Why does the Migu destroy the Hodah and then you're back to a Stira? That's what I'm bothered by. So we got to go to Chumash, but let's just, once you get this clear, we had the two Pshatim in the Rashbam with the Ksos and the Muki Yosef, and the Nachmas Moshe about Shabbos, right? And we also had now the Chiddush of a big Stira and Rava. Big Stira and Rava. With the Yesh Mevi and Raya, who made a general principle. The Rush got out of it and said, there's no general principle, this case is Edom. Once you say they're Edom, that's a good way to solve the Stira and Rava, like the Rush. Rashba and Ritva say maybe it was Kozerbo. And the Rashba has, and the Rashba and Ritva say this answer hold on. We said, if you say the answer hold on, so how could the Yesh Mevi and Raya make a general principle? That the Maris Menatzeh, it was being voted. That's why the Maris Menatzeh. No, the Migu destroys the hold on, and therefore I'm able to make a general principle. So we asked, if the Migu destroys the hold on, how did the Rashba and Ritva use the notion of hold on to solve the Stira and Rava? That's a kasha we're closing with. That's a kasha we're closing with. Okay? And then we answered also the second shot of the Rashbam with the Ritva. Even though he could scream, though he couldn't, the screaming wouldn't help. And we said that the what? We said that Gordon, the Ksos also said Shachachdi in the what? In the first shot. And we also said that the Ksos said a beautiful teretz, according to the second teretz, the Beis Yosef, about what? The Onus Gomer. It wasn't Onus Gomer when you lo yachol limchosu. You're lazy. That's not Onus Gomer. That's why the Gemara had to say all 3 years he wasn't able to be Mochin. According to Mukiyosa, she just focused on the last day. Right? Okay. Let's go to Chumash. So now we have to say here,